coming direct to Mahaprabhu himself, and who, that is Mahaprabhu, gave his charge to Swarup Damodar, who is considered to be the second of Mahaprabhu, Sakhat Mahaprabhu, Ditya Swarup. His charge was handed over to Swarup Damodar. And there is once he faltered, and again came to Mahaprabhu, "Why you have made me with my sansar, and what is my realm of life? I don't understand clearly. You please instruct personally." And Mahaprabhu told him, "I have given your charge to Swarup Damodar. He knows more than I know. So don't undermine him. Still, if you have got any liking to hear from me direct, I say these things. Brahma-bhattana-kahive, bhalona-khaive, bhalona-kahive, amani-mamada-krishna-nam-sada-lave, Vrije Radha Krishna Seva Manase Koribe. These four lines, again he repeated. Don't care for good prasadam, food. Don't care for good food, bhagana khaibe, or good dress. Khawa and dress. Gamabhatta nasunibe, gamabhatta nana. First line. Don't attend to what is the discussion, material discussion. Don't enter there. Dhammavartana. Even you yourself also don't discuss these worldly things with anyone. Neither you listen to nor you speak about the mundane things. And don't care about the good dish. And in all for good dress. Then Amani Mangala, Krishna Namsa, without caring to the environment, you should go on with taking the name of Krishna. Don't hankering for any fame, prestige, but he will give prestige to everyone. He will try to give prestige to everyone. But don't hanker for the prestige from others. Amani Manada, Krishna Nam. In this mood, go on taking the name of Krishna. And the Vrija Radha Krishna Seva. And sometimes, if you feel tendency to your highest object of life, do that in very serious. Don't take it out in the public, but in your mind, in meditation, you may go on with Radha Krishna pastimes. And that was granted to him. And that Govardhan Shiva and Gunjamala. Then again Mahaprabhu took him by his hand and put it to Swarup Damodar. That he has crossed. Already he put to Swarup Damodar. The Swarup Damodar's prestige, the Vaishnava prestige to keep up, again to put Swarup Damodar. And so, Raghunath Das, he most faithfully, as long as he lives, he tried his best. Under the direction of Swarup Damodar. But when Mahaprabhu himself and Swarup Damodar suddenly expired, departed, then he thought, where should I live here? It would be difficult for me to go on with my life. And also, we should see once Vrindavan, how the Rukshanathan is the Apple, everybody's disciple, started for Vrindavan. And sometimes it peeps in his mind that Girihari is given to me by Mahaprabhu himself. I am given surrender to him. But I can't tolerate my longevity here. Life is rather a great burden, God. Then what I should do? I shall climb back to Govardhan and Bhigupat may fall by accepting a call from the hill. I shall live my life. Bhigupat. With this idea, within he went to Vrindavan. But after meeting Rupa and Sanatana, a diabolical change, a revolutionary change came in his mind. Where should I go? Living in Rupa Sanatana. They are living incarnation of Sri Gauranga. Always following the teachings of Sri Gauranga. Not a minute left outside. Continuously living with the teachings of Gauranga, very careful. So he saw Mahaprabhu in Rupa and Sanatana and lived there. And he learned many things from Rupa Goswami and Sanatana. Sanatana was given the charge of all those devotees that will come to live in Vrindavan. So Sanatana strictly observed that direction of Mahaprabhu. And he took care of, especially of Raghunath Das. His indifference was unlimited. Did not care for his body, least. One day Sanatana found he is living near the Radha Kunda, but his consciousness somewhere else. Sanatana found a tiger came and took water, drank water from Radha Kunda. Perhaps cast a glance to Raghunath Das. Went there. Sanatana found it from distance. Then came to Raghunath. What do you do? When you woke up, he took the feet dust of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told, I have one request. No request, for order, please. You must live in a cottage and not under the tree. Under the shade of the tree, this is my request to you. Anyhow, I shall ask a gentleman to make a small cottage for you here. You please stay there. This is my request to you. But if you order, I must do that. In this way, Sanatana needs to take care of the devotees of Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And they are Shiksha Guru, as to Jadunandana Ajarya, a formal initiation, then Mahaprabhu's care, then from there the caretaker was Swarupa Damodar Prabhu, and from there he went to the care of Rupa Sanatana, Shiksha Guru, and how he accepted them. Adhanamas Tinangadantri, Ridang Jati Punapuna Srimati Rupa Dambhuja Huri Shamyam. Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, even Mahaprabhu's company, close company he already got. But how he is eulogizing Rupa Goswami. Srimati Rupa Dambhuja Huri Shamyam. I aspire that every birth I come, I may be considered to be a dust in the feet of Sri Rupa. Adhanamastinam dantri idam jati, taking straw getting straw, bringing blanket, stinam dumpy, idama jati, adalama stinam dumpy, idama jati, punapula. So, catch the straw by the teeth means the token of the highest self-abnegation. We are the most unfortunate, most fallen, most needy, and I am confessing that I am the most senior, so the mean, the token of meanness upon to the fullest extent that takes the straw in the teeth. Yam jati punapunam, again I pray exclusively that I may be granted the position of a chief just of Sri Rupa Goswami. What sort of adherence to Rupa Goswami, who came to be his Siksha Guru in the last, and Samadhan, about him also, we have written ungrudgingly, Vairagya Vidha. Sanatanam tam kuruma swayami, paradukha dukhi, Vairagya yuk bhakti rasam paryat nahi japayanam. Who forcibly forced me to drink the rasa, the liquid juice of devotion mixed with abnegation, mixed with abnegation, no enjoyment, no exploitation, abnegation mixed with vairagyam. Bhakti rasam paryatanai, with much, much endeavor or request or request or forcibly even, bhakti rasam paryatanai japayam. Mam, amake, who am I? Anubhikshu, I won't take it, my attitude. And Andhang, because I am blind, I don't know what he is giving, what sort of high juice he is giving to me, I do not know. So I won't take it. And he will give, he must give it. Must be. Our Guru Maharaj here used this example. Just as one is to make the medicine to swallow a horse. Horse won't take any medicine. And anyhow, so many men will catch him and force him to devour and swallow that medicine. The Guru Maharaj used that example of horse. Anubhikshu manghang, I won't take because I am blind. And if he won't spare me, he will drink, make it drink, force him. After many, many attempts, different attempts. Vairagyajuk bhakti rasam paryatnai apayayam mam anubhikshu andham kribam bhujvai nahi roshan apmasi. That is the only thing. Varadukha dukhi, and his heart is always feeling pain for the pains of others. Kribam bhujvai varadukha dukhi sanatanam tvam kuruma. Such Sanatana Gurudev, who came in the form of Sanatana, my Guru, I bow down to him. These things were produced from Raghunath after his conduct from Rupa Sanatana. Again, more and more. Radharashya. I don't want Krishna if there is no Radharani. And this thought of high elevated serving attitude is very rarely found. And it was found in that Raghunath, so he is accepted as the Prayojana Acharya. What is our highest aim? That came by the নিজায়ারক মহাপ্রভু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ মহাপ্রভু ফুল ঘুণাম ফুল ঘুণাম টু নো দ্যাট হোয়াট উইল ইউ বি আওয়ার হাই স্ট্যান্ডার্ড সো মাচ সো সে রতি প্রবল হলে পরব্রমে দেবে ফেলে ভেরি কেয়ারফুল ভেরি কেয়ারফুল ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ এনি অ্যাট্রাকশন ফর দি শাস্ত্রিক কনজাংশন ইনজাংশন শাস্ত্রিক ইনজাংশন অর এনি ক্যালকুলেশন দেন ইউ হ্যাভ টু কাম ডাউন টু পরব্রম ইউ আর ধেয়ার গোলোক higher sphere, then Parabhum, then Vaikuntha, the domain of Narayana, in this way. Where? Gaur Hari Bodh. Nirai Gaur Hari Bodh. Nirai, Nirai. Can't see. দরপণে অন্ধে কি বা কাজে হোয়াট ইজ দি ইউজ অফ দি মিরার ভেরি ভেরি সুইট অ্যান্ড ভেরি ডিপ মিনিং নয়নানন্দ ভেরি সুইট কলিঘুর তিমিরে বড় সর জগজন ধর্ম করম রহুদূর অসাধন চিন্তামণি বিধি মিলায়ন আনি গোড়া বড় দয়ালো সাগুর ভাইরে ভাই গোড়া গুণ কহনে না যায় কত শত আনন্দ কত চতুর আনন্দ বরণীয়া ওর নাহি পায় চারিবেদ সরদর্শন করি সে যদি গৌরাঙ্গ নাহি ভজে বৃথাধার অধ্যয়ন নয়ন বিহীন জন দরপণে অন্ধে কিবা কাজে আর বেদ বিদ্যা দুই কিছুই না জানো তো সে যদি গৌরাঙ্গ জানে সার নয়নানন্দ ভমে সেই সে সকলই জানে সর্বসিদ্ধি কর চলে তার ভেরি সুইট অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ দি ডিসাইপল অফ মানিনাথ হু এস্টাবলিশ দ্যাট চাপাহাটি বিগ্রহ He was the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. From Gadadhar Vaninath, from Vaninath this Nayanananda. And Vaninath installed that deity there. And the Prabhupada begged it from the trustees. They were hesitating. Prabhupada told, no, no. The property you may keep with you. Only the service of the deity you please give me. They are astonished. What is this? What type of man is he? He is a foolish man. He don't want the property of the deity. The property we may enjoy the trustees. And the service of deity I shall perform with my own men and the money by begging. That was the offering of Prabhupada there. And anyhow, they gave it and became disciple also. Nisimha Chakravarti. That man, he came to stay here in his father-in-law's house. But his own house was in a village, Kaitan, where was my mother's house in that village. And when I was a child, I lived there. There is a good primary school, so I was given to study that school from 6 to 8, 3 years. And that gentleman used to adore me very much. Took me always on the shoulder and on the lap, I remember. And he also expressed that when I came, he was initiated before me. Then when I came, I was very, very happy. Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh. Lal Gaur Hari Bodh. তো দর্পণে অন্ধে কি বা কাজে নেসেসিটি অফ এ মিরর টু এ ব্লাইন্ড ম্যান দি আউটলুক দি অ্যাঙ্গেল অফ ভিশন ইজ নট প্রেজেন্ট দেন হাউ ক্যান হি ড্র দি রিয়েল জিস্ট ফ্রম দি কমন মাউথ So, subject is all important. The object is dependent. Objective side, dependent. Not that the subject is dependent on object, produced and dependent, but just the opposite. That's the opposite view, should be. We are nearer to consciousness. Then through consciousness we come to matter. or anything. I am conscious unit and the conscious must be nearer to me, consciousness. And through consciousness I come to many things outside of different stages. But really speaking, that is also what I know, that is the conscious aspect and not outside, that is unknown and unknowable, the other side. So the Rahu, Ketu are all considered as animate, not inanimate. The shadow is not inanimate. Shadow of a tree is not inanimate. Why? What I conceive direct about the shadow, that is also a conscious facsimile. My nearer thing is that idea. Idea of the shadow, that is nearer to me than the shadow itself. What the shadow is, it is difficult to say and feel. But the idea of shadow, that is nearer to me, and the idea means it is reflected in consciousness. So, here the fossil reason is being crushed. Because the fossil is the source of every production, evolution. Evolution from fossil to consciousness, to knowledge. Knowledge has evolved from the stone. The stone occupying a part of the ocean of knowledge. And so many things possessing a part of the ocean of knowledge. Hare Krishna, that is the Vedantic knowledge. Sankhya and others, they have more importance, give more importance to the material things, prakriti, the potency. The potency, if the atoms and the electrons are broken, then only power may be detected, nothing else. Has a power, the potency, and potency is energy, that is prakriti. And the conscious of the energy, that is purusha, consciousness. So Vedanta gave importance, yatātu brahma jigyāsa, asātu brahma jigyāsa, yatu nāyamāni jātvahanti, jena jātāni, Jivanti, Jatpajanta, Vishambhinti, Tadeva, Brahma. The all comprehensive principle from which everything comes and is maintained, sustained, and again enters into whom? The prime cause, that is Brahma. And what is Brahma Jigyasa? Janama, Adyasya, Jata, what is the necessity of your breaking the brain in this question? Janama, Adyasya, Jata. Because everything is coming from him. So I have concern to know the controller where I live. Who is the controller? Absolute. So I have necessity to know him. Adhātu brahma jigyāsa. Janamā adyasya jata. Saragi. Janamā adyasya jata. Ik. Shastra-yo-nittāt. What is the basis of your statement? What you say will go to say. You are a fallible creature. What value we shall give to your statement? The source is Shastra, transcendental. The truth himself has come to make him known to us. That is my source, line of knowledge. Tattu samanyapi. Yes, there are so many opinions different in this Shastra, revealed truth. Revealed scriptures are different opinions. Tattu samanyapi. But they must be harmonized according to the capacity of the man. He has given different installments. Loki, Bhavaya, Musundra. Everything cannot be told at once to everyone. There are different stages of knowledge, and we must say to them what he may grasp. In that way we are to. So, in this way to be adjusted. In this way, we belong to marching towards the analysis of the knowledge of the whole, of the creation. Gaur-hari bol, Gaur-hari bol. Nidai Gaur-hari bol, Nidai Gaur-hari bol. Nidai Gaur-hari not much. Nidai Gaur-hari bol. Then that Brahma conception came to Krishna conception. How? Yasya brahmiti saṅgāṁ kvacidavinigami jāti cinmatra sattva vamsu yasyaṁ sakaśyait vihavati vasayan neva māyāṁ pumāṁśya ekaṁ yasyaiva rūpaṁ vidasati parama bhavni nārāyanakhaṁ sastri krishna vihattāṁ svayamiya bhagavāṁ prema tatpāda bhājāṁ. A similar slok written by me, composed. जद धामनो खलु धामो धामो निगमी बम्हे ते संगायति जो शांग सश्य कवै वकिस्त निकरे जोगी सरे स्मिग्गति वैकुंठी पलमुक्त भृंग चरणु नारायणु यस्यम तो श्यांशी भगवान स्वयं रसबहु कृष्णो भवान तत्पद. दिस इज माय कंपोजिशन. जद धामनो खलु धामो धामो निगमी बम्हे ते दिदे of whose domain, the luster of whose domain has been given the name as Brahma, Angajyoti. Krishna Angajyoti, Angajyoti can dhame Angajyoti. The luster of the abode of Krishna, not direct of Krishna. The luster of the abode of Krishna has been given us to be known as Brahma. Jad dhamna kalu dhamo dhamo sama. Brahmi ti sangayati. It's given the name of Brahma in the Veda. Brahmi ti sangayati. Yashyang sasya kalaiva kishta nikare yogeshari. When the yogis, after much austerity, they are trying to find out the antarjami, which is all-pervading, which should be traced within every point, every article, every atom. What is that aspect? This is the very sphere, Brahma, and this is the all-permeating anuruniyam, smallest of the small, entering in everywhere. They are trying to find out that. And that is only a particular function of the function of the function of Narayana. Yogeshwari Migrati, they are searching. That what is very part of the part of the part. Ar Vaikunthi Paramukta Bhinga Charanu Narayana Jasyam. Ar he himself in Vaikuntha is in an elegant way sitting. And so many qualified devotees, they are busy to serve him. Paramukta Bhinga Charanu, they are those servitors in Vaikuntha, just like so many bees in the lotus. Paramukta Bhinga Charanu, the liberated of the higher type who was living in Vaikuntha, and there, as if they are mad, took the honey of the lotus feet of Narayana in a very sweet engagement. They are busy there in serving Narayana. So Shangshi Bhagavan Swayam, we have to cross that plane and to find out who is the very gist of Narayana himself, Bhagavan Swayam. Why? Rasabapu. He has got all the rasa, different phases of anandam personified. Rasa is all. If I go to not to give stress to the highest characteristic of the Absolute, we cannot but say, admit that it is anandam, rasam, beauty, charm, and not power, grandeur, or anything else. That is the very gist we can give fulfillment and attract our innermost heart. That is rasa. And real rasa amitya sindhu rasa bhapu svayam bhagavan. You can, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you are in a position to take us to that Krishna. This is Brahma Paramatma and Narayana. And superseding him, there is this such gist, sweet substance of everything in Krishna conception. You are eligible to give it to us. So great you are. So what to talk about you? We can do this Ramanuja Madhyajaya, they are there and you are there. According to the capacity of your, the valuation of your gift, you should be judged. That was very much appreciated. Another stanza also. This one stanza, another connecting with Radharani, Vrindavan, and the last, the Radharasya. Sri Raghuram Matan Sarupanidhan, and this was very satisfied Prabhupada very much. And he took me in his last bed, sing this song particular. Who is the highest sarvitar of Radharani, that Rupa Mandyari, you sing. I want to hear, to listen from your tongue, the highest conception of our realization, represented in the son of Narottam Thakur. That we don't know this thing and that thing, but our everything is the divine feet of Sri Rupa. And our highest attainment, that is the gate to the entrance where we shall find our highest attainment. Not he that did that. Gurudhuri bol. Nidhari chaitanya nidhari dhara.
And you said once that you are the gatekeeper.
Hare Krishna.
And you said one time, you are the gatekeeper to that.
Gaur Hari Bodh. Gaur Hari Bodh. What I am, he was daily testing. This gentleman, what mentality he has got, how far he can run. Gaur Hari Bodh, his export. How much he is appreciated by the devotional scholars. They take me as non-compromising, fanatic, and posing that he is the scholar of the Gaudiya theology. That man. I am that man of that acquaintance. General. Gaudiya theological fanatic. Who cannot compromise with anything and everything. Of course, I tried for compromise, but can't do a sacrifice of the idea. Everything is, at least it must be open to the idea, to mass, to the pure idea. That sort of compromise should be done. And to give that in the hands of the exploiters. Exploitation can occur everywhere. Guru Bhogi. Krishna Bhogi, Gaur Bhogi, Guru Bhogi, exploiting the good of them in a particular section of imitationism. Nirai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Nirai Gaur, Hari Gaur. Nirai Gaur. Nirai Gaur. Nirai.
Then he is given Vignesham Apujayatva.
Vignesham.
Vignesham Apujayatva. Kapalinam Drishtva Pujanam.
Kapalina.
Kapalinam.
Kapalinam Drishtva Pujanam. This is the statement.
Kubara.
Vignesham Apujayitva.
Apujayitva. Kapalinam.
Kapalinam Drishtva.
Kapalinam Drishtva.
Pujanam. That's all. Only this. This is in the list. other subject. This is the only subject dealt with in the book that Kedar has brought the question. This is the only point coinciding in the book of Swami Maharaj. Vignesham Apujayatva Kapalinam Drishtva Pujanam. What is the meaning, Maharaj? And it's slightly different. In another book, this is the book published by Your Grace, and another, I have another book I found, Haridas Das. He is given for Jiva Goswami, Vignesham Apujayatva Kapalinam Drishtva Va Pujanam. And in Chakravarti Thakur, slight difference again, Vignesham Apujayatva Kapalinam Va Drishtva Pujanam.
সগর্ব প্রতিপাদন তীব্রকুণ্ডধৃতি অপ্রক্ষালিত পদেত্ব মন্দিরে প্রবেশ
section we are concerned with.
Which is, comes, the light coming to my mind is this. Vignesham, that is Ganesha. Leaving him aside, go to the source, Kapali means Shiva, and Vishnuvanan Jatha Shambhu, he has got some connection with Vishnu. So, eliminate, when Ganesh comes to you, set aside with indifferently or honorably anyhow, and take the relationship of Shiva with him and go to Shiva, and taking the link of Shiva, then he has got some connection direct with Vishnu, Vishnu-Vamana-Gatha-Sambhu, so go straight from there to Vishnu.
So this is an apparat.
Vishnesam apujvita, take puja na kore.
To do that?
Without worshipping Ganesha,
yeah.
You go to the Kapali. Kapali means generally Shiva, Kapalo.
Yeah.
Kapalo means this haro, this Kapal.
Skull.
Skull.
Yeah.
Kapali, who wears as ornament the Kapalo. He is Kapali.
Yeah.
And then another suggestion comes to my mind. Kapalinam means in the Kapal of Vighnesha, Ganesha, as suggested in Brahma Samhita,
yeah.
When Ganesh, he does his duty to disturb the hindrances of the worldly type, then at his forehead he thinks about Nrisimhadeva. The Kapal means this skull.
Yeah, yeah.
So within the skull, Ganesha, whenever he is engaged in the in his duty, to discharge his duty, to disturb the hindrances of the worldly things, he takes recourse to Nrisimhadev. He meditates, and by his power, he is able to do away all these things. So Kapali, who is sitting in his kapal, or in his skull, as we find in Brahma Sangita. What is Brahma Sangita?
Yeah, I got that also.
The Brahma Sangita read it. So Kapali means two. Generally Shiva is Kapali, his connection, take the connection of Shiva, eliminate Ganesha and accept the relationship of his father Shiva, and then from there give some honor and go to Vishnu, Krishna. And my suggestion is coming Kapali, who resides in Kapalo in the skull, and that is found in Brahma Sangita. You read that.
I foolishly forgot.
Yeah, something going on.
Brahma Sangita?
I didn't bring it.
Yes, I tried to find out that.
I had it, but I forgot to bring it.
Yes, when Ganesha, he destroys the difficulties of the obstacles in the way of the success of the worldly man. At that time, to perform that duty, he invokes the grace of the Nrisimhadev on his forehead. In this way, something is mentioned. So Kapali, who resides in his kapala, in his